Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And yes, there are geniuses among us. The 2020 MacArthur Fellows were named a couple of weeks ago. That's the official designation of this group of, quote, exceptionally creative individuals, unquote. But they are better known as MacArthur Genius Grants. And our listening area is home to quite a few of the winners this year. So all week on the Brian Lehrer Show, we are lining up a genius a day to end the show with. Five newly minted Genius Prize winners. Again, one to end the show with each day this week. And today we're joined by Cecile McLaurin-Selvant of Brooklyn, who was honored, to quote what the MacArthur Foundation had to say, for using manifold powers of interpretation to infuse jazz standards and original compositions with a vibrant global black feminist sensibility, unquote. So congratulations, Cecile, and thanks for coming on and sharing your genius.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm sure being called a genius must be welcome anytime, but in a year that has seen so much disruption in the performing arts, and before we play a little bit of your music, does this help?
It definitely helps. I mean, it's strange because it's also kind of a moment of reckoning because I don't necessarily identify with that word. But yeah, it's been a really strange year, especially because I haven't done a live performance since March. The last one was at Angela Davis's house in her living room with a 13-piece orchestra.
Wow.
So it's, yeah.
You'll have to get that new technology that lets players sync up without a delay and perform as an ensemble from their homes. But let's give the listeners a little sample of your work for folks who aren't already fans, and they'll get here an idea of your wide vocal range, 4 octaves, really? And maybe even more expansive range in terms of musical genres. So this is 3 songs by other artists that you've performed live.
Like a fire burning beyond control, wild is love. Do nothing for nobody, no time.
Okay, I'm going to go home now and just play your music for the rest of the show. No, I wish I could. So that was Wild is Love by Nat King Cole, the folk ballad Omi West, and Jim Crow era vaudevillian Burt Williams' signature song Nobody. Little excerpts from those three. Is there a common thread there for you?
Well, I'm singing them, but other than that, I think all 3 songs surprised me, and that's what attracted me to them. You know, a song like Omi Wise is, it's a murder ballad. Wild is Love is this song about all the different places that love can take us, all the wild places. And Nobody is this really incredible tragicomic masterpiece by the great Burt Williams. It's a song about caricature and stereotype and identity and lack, the feeling of lack. So I don't know. I think there's yearning in all 3 songs. I really am drawn to that feeling of yearning.
And listeners will play a little more Cecile McLaurin-Selvant music before we go out in this segment, but I guess to what you were just saying, you don't turn away from the racism and misogyny in our past. Do you see what you're doing as transformative or more simply trying to make sure we don't forget?
I think maybe there's a little bit of both. I have something in me that I really love to share forgotten gems with people, whether it's in music, film, or visual art. But I do like how it makes us question. I do like how looking at different eras, different cultures, sort sort of make us question our own and how it rubs up against our own values and our own way of life.
I see that you also do visual art. What do you do?
I make really big drawings on silk. I embroider drawings of all kinds of things on silk organza. So they're kind of large scale wow. textile works. And I do a little bit of animation. I'm actually working on a feature length animated film, which if we make it will be the first animated feature film directed by a Black woman.
Wow. And I see that on Instagram. I mean, that's shameful that that would be a first at this point, right?
Isn't it?
But I see on Instagram that you've offered a line drawing for other people to color in.
Yes.
So what can people go do and participate in?
Yeah, I really like doing things collaboratively and seeing where people take my drawings and even my songs. I really want to start writing songs for other people, too, because so far it's mostly been me singing my own songs, but there's something really exhilarating about hearing your music or seeing your work in the hands of someone else.
Awesome. And you do write your own songs as well. We'll point out the medley we played was of older works. Do they range as widely as the genres that you choose from outside to sing?
I think so. I mean, I'm not sure, but I was brought up in a really eclectic, a household with really eclectic taste, whether it was food or music or art or film. And I think that is reflected in what I'm drawn to and the way that I write and the way that I draw, for sure.
Well, congratulations again. As we say goodbye to MacArthur Fellow Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, and we bring in a little more of her music, this time an original called Fog, taken from an NPR Tiny Desk concert that she did. Congratulations, Genius. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.